Diego Angelo is the head of our soybean business. He's going to talk about some new things happening in there for 2015.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Glad to be talking to you for a few minutes. And I'd like to go back to what David said about innovation. Innovation is in our blood, and it's really driven by our passion to help growers be productive and profitable long term. And it's really about grower needs. Grower needs drive our innovation. Grower needs drive what we do on a daily basis. One of those grower needs that we feel very committed to is weed controls. And weed control, as you know, in soybeans, weed control has been dominated by the use of glyphosate since the mid-90s. And before that, growers were dealing with weed resistance already to ALS. And when that Roundup-ready technology came in the 90s, it was a blessing. So since 1996 up to probably 2005 and onward, growers have benefited from a simple, convenient, and very cheap weed control. Now, the challenge we've seen is that the overuse of glyphosate over and over again in soybeans and corn and cotton invariably led to weed resistance. And the weed resistance that we're seeing today to glyphosate is growing on a daily basis. Today, one out of two growers in the U.S. is reporting that they have weed resistance on their farm. And not only are they telling us they have weed resistance to glyphosate, they're also talking about weed resistance to multiple herbicide groups like ALSs or PPOs. So growers definitely have a need to control their weeds more effectively. Bayer, I would say, had a vision a few years ago that this was going to happen and develop a technology called LibertLink that basically enables growers to use deliberate herbicide, which is glufosinate, over the top of soybeans. That technology was brought to the market in 2008-2009, started addressing grower needs in the South, but we've seen a steady growth of the adoption of this technology up to now, and the prospects for growth over the next 2 years are really incredible. We're very pleased to address those grower needs, but what really drives us is that what we're doing right now is not only selling a product or a technology. We are doing what's right for the growers. And we were talking about this before, that when a grower adopts the LibertLink technology, we encourage the grower to keep in mind that we expect him to rotate that LibertLink technology with our technologies, use multiple modes of actions, rotate crops. So it's not about selling a product and selling as much as you can of the product. It's really doing the right thing for the grower, and that means rotating crops, technologies, and modes of action. We have worked very hard in developing not only what we call the ultimate weed control system, but also coupling that with the best performing genetics. So in line with that, we are expanding our genetic offering year by year, and now we're covering from north to south and west to east in the U.S. We expect this technology to be covering 5 to 6% of the acres next year, and our aspiration is that 1 out of 10 acres sees a LibertLink soybean in 2016. I would say related to this going forward, innovation doesn't stop, and we'll be introducing the preferred weed control option in corn, which is the use of HPPDs. And Bayer's Corvus brand is the number one corn brand in herbicides in the U.S. We want to bring that convenience and that effective weed control to soybeans, and we're going to do that here over the next few years. So we'll keep innovating to give growers tools that are going to help them address their weed control needs. In line with that, this year we're introducing Credence. Credence is our first ever soybean seed brand. It's a global brand, so we're launching Credence not only in the U.S., but we'll launch it in Canada, as well as in South America, Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay. And Credence has us very excited, not only because it's our brand, but over the past few years, we've relied very heavily on licensing partners that have really brought our technologies to growers. We will continue to rely very heavily on these partners. We've had extreme success with them. But we think that at this point, with this technology being able to move to the next level, and those the growers really telling us that they have needs that are not fulfilled, we need to take a more active role in bringing our technologies to the market. And Credence is our commitment to this technology. So it will be a brand that Bayer will sell directly, and that is a combination. If there's basically two things that you want to remind about Credence, is a combination of a choice of traits. So we want to make that very clear. We want to offer growers the opportunity to choose which technologies they want to use. And when you look at other national brands, they're very fixed on one single trait technology. So growers have to move away from the brand if they want to switch or rotate systems, herbicide-tolerant systems. With Credence, we'll be offering more choice than any other national brand. So that's very important. And the second one, when I combine that with what we call smart genetics, it's genetics that we very carefully develop to meet grower needs that are relevant to their local needs. Why is Credence important for us, not only now but in the future, is because these technologies need to be introduced, and there's a lot of showcasing and education that needs to happen for these technologies to get to growers. So we feel that we need to take that in our own hands, lead the introduction and growth of technologies, and work then with our licensing partners to bring that technology to more customers. So that's really what's in with Credence. We're extremely excited that it's going to be launched. It's been launched this year, and we're going to be offering Credence in all of the U.S. for planting in 2016.